Lebanon's future hangs as rivals fight, believers are sharing. A ministry feels transitional winds blow through Nepal, and teachers are needed to help in foreign mission fields. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Bliss. The United Nations Security Council is condemning two targeted public attacks in northeast Beirut Tuesday. Sat-7's Naji Daoud says the situation has taken a dramatic turn for the worst and morale is plummeting.
The different parties are back to threatening each other. They're back to taking a side against the other party or accusing each other, etc., etc. So unfortunately, yesterday's bombings did take us a lot of steps backward.
Lebanon's future peace hangs precariously in the balance. Daoud says this makes their staff even more determined to encourage their viewers.
Even in our live programs, we are still proclaiming the message of Christ, which is really more effectively, you know, when it's coming from a disturbed place like Lebanon. You're telling the Christians in the Middle East that in spite of our situation in Lebanon, we Christians still have a voice. We want the Christians in the Middle East to hang on there. We want to support them.
In other news, persecution in Mexico continues to escalate. According to Compass Direct, Christians who refuse to pay quotas towards local festivals that often end in drunkenness and immoral behavior are being expelled from their homes. Though the law forbids this, small-town leaders continue to follow tradition. 200 cases that include threats, intimidation, robbery, and even death are unresolved in Chiapas State. Pray for future peace and for the Christians who are standing up for their faith. You're listening to Mission Network News. 11 years ago this week, Nepal's Maoist guerrilla war began with an attack on a police post. It officially ended with the insurgents laying down arms under United Nations supervision. Interserve's Doug Van Bronckhorst says,
It's time of transition, but it's relatively peaceful in Nepal right now. The Maoist insurgency is more or less over, and they're working on some sort of new shared government.
June elections will see an assembly chosen, charged with the task of rewriting Nepal's constitution.
There's a transition in Nepal now, too, from the traditional NGO expatriate organizations being led by foreigners to them being led by Nepali Christians and the Nepali church taking the initiative in some of those programs.
There's a shift towards independence. That's being felt by ministry teams, too. Van Bronckhorst says because they go with the mindset of being a Christian professional, the church has steadily been growing for a time like this.
Still lots of opportunities for people to serve there. It's still a very poor country. The Maoist rebellion did not make things better that way. There's a lot of need for community development, health care, education. So lots of opportunities for Christian professionals to go and do that.
Next, Mission Aviation Fellowship is known for needing pilots, communication specialists, and other like personnel. But MAF is finding they need other specialized workers to help keep their experts in the field. MAF's Chrissy Rask says they need teachers.
The reason we need teachers is the place those specialists are needed are not downtown kind of places where there's lots of options for education. And we find that in order for our families to serve, we need teachers to work in different situations.
Without teachers, Rask says,
they may just feel that they cannot serve in that location, or that they need to leave the organization altogether and return to the U.S.
Currently, MAF has some important needs.
Right now, this year, I need 10 teachers. We need teachers in Central Asia, we need teachers in Indonesia, and we need teachers in Ecuador. But that's just what we need.
They could actually use more. And finally, men and women in Kazakhstan find help for drug and alcohol addictions through Christ. A mission team from Global Aid Network is visiting House of Hope and House of Mercy rehab shelters and seeing many young men and women come to faith in Christ. Says team member Tim Burns, they were encouraged by our visit, but we were encouraged by their faith. Pray for strength for the team and for the new believers who are fighting their addictions. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. International Aid is making available Discovery House Music's Passionate Praise. This free CD features praise and worship for today's church. Songs like Enough, How Great Is Our God, and 13 others. Get your free copy by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or go to our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.